On Pesh Samach Vav, Oy Yoymer. We have yet another pshat in the mitzvah, Ezel, Derech Yishara, Sheyava, Ezel, Ezoihi, Derech Yishara, Sheyivar, Loi Ha'adam. And we have still another pshat, and again, I think this pshat maybe more than the others, talks about a yesod, but illustrates the tremendous difference between the generation of Reb Chaim Volozhiner and the world in which we live. He talks here about a concept that in the yeshiva world is known as ritzufais. It's an idea that Torah that's learned without a hefsik has greater value than Torah that's learned with a hefsik. The most famous example of that is Rabbi Kiva, who said that one time 24 years is not the same as two times 12 years. And for that reason, he turned around and continued his learning. There's an idea of ritzifus, giving a kvius to something a person does. Now, that's not only to learn without a break, and certainly it means that, but it means also to have a ritzifus in a seder, to have the seder every day without fail. Ritzifus is also a ma'isim tovim. A person is careful, he says, I haven't missed a minyan in 5 years. That's ritzifus. It means the person says that it doesn't happen that I miss a minyan. Now that has a far greater chashivus than somebody who does miss. For example, you have a person who went 5 years without missing minyan. If someone else missed minyan over the 5 years three times, not so bad. He missed three times over 5 years. Big difference between the people. There is a big difference. Because the person who doesn't miss, to him, it's a kfius by him. It's something that's set by him. It's a solid peg that it's something he doesn't do. When the Gemara says that the different Tanaim praised themselves, or they tried to express their own attributes to Tisha Talmidim, they said expressions like "Mei Oylam lo yavart ya divrei chaveray." Mei Oylam, it never happened. Or Mei Yomai, they said Mei Yomai, all my days. Oyamati davar shlo yishamati mi Rebbe. Rebbe Elazar said. So Mei Yomai, I mean, it means it's something I do all the time. You know, someone who has a pride in the thing he does, and it's something that's consistent, then it has a totally different value than somebody who does it, then each time it's a struggle, and you know, so he wins most of the time. The idea of the ritzifus, of the consistency, is it's an avoda. I through tremendous Siyat Hashmaya, once read a letter in the Navi Shir. This goes back probably 10 years, from somebody wrote me a letter, you remember it, about the baseball fan who wrote me the letter. I had mentioned in a Navi Shir that in my days in the Beis Medrash, in my Baruch Hashem days, I learned, I had a 1 hour Seder with a high school boy. And we learned night Seder. I took half an hour of the first part of the night Seder, half of the second, and from 9 to 10, I used to learn with him. I wasn't the only one. There were a bunch of us who used to learn with the high school boys. It came World Series time, and I mentioned, he said, you know, Yankees in the World Series, I'm not missing. I said, what are you talking about? We have a Seder. So we negotiated, and at the end, he said, if it comes to a seventh game, then he'll miss. But that was a pretty good pshara, you know. Who says he'll come to the seventh game and he'll miss once? And Kachava came to a seventh game, and I mentioned that seventh game he didn't have to come, and he came. And you know, it was near the beginning of the year, the World Series, in the beginning of the year. And I felt that it was a turning point for him, you know, that he did it. So I got a letter from a fellow, still comes to the Navi Shir, who's a tremendous baseball fan. Anytime I say anything about baseball, I get a letter from him. And he says that there's something wrong with my story. Because he calculated when I got married, the years I was in Beis Medrash, and all the years in Beis Medrash, there was no seventh game of the World Series with the Yankees. And in the letter, he explains, this year they won the World Series, that year this was five games, this was six. So maybe it was the Mets. He said, no, the Mets weren't either. He said, maybe it was the playoffs. He mentions the playoffs. And he, Tech Tavarim, says, that was the playoffs with this guy, he hit six home runs, and you know, like a tremendous bekias in baseball. So he had a tiyuch done my year. I don't even know the answer because it was a sixth game. But when he signed his name, this was struck me. When he signed his name at the end, he wrote that he hasn't missed a novi year in, let's say, 10 years. Then he wrote, not quite, what's his name? Not quite Cal Ripken, but getting there. That's what he wrote. Not quite Cal Ripken, but getting there. Quite Cal Ripken had the most consecutive. Not quite Cal Ripken, but getting there. And I thought, you know, it's nice, baseball fan, but at least he uses it. You know, Cal Ripken just doesn't miss. I remember when I read that, I was thinking that, you know, if Cal Ripken could go, how many years did it take him? 20 years? 15 years? So I'll try to do it in yeshiva too, you know, to go that many years without missing. My point is that when you have a pride in it, you know, Cal Ripken did it, I'm going to do it. So even if there's a snowstorm and you feel like staying home and you have a sniffle and you have a bellyache, you go anyway. It's a kriyas. It's something that's kavua. So the inyan of ritzufais is to be able to do it without a break. Now, I'd like to read what he says. I just want to point out to you the following. Let's say you're struggling to have ritzufis. You're going to learn in Beis Medrash every night. You're not going to miss. You made up your ritzufis.
What's ritzufis?
Without interruption. Never to miss. And you tell somebody, man, I have this Yetzirah to miss. Why do you have a Yetzirah to miss? So think about it for a minute. Why would you have a Yetzirah to miss? I would say, well, I'm very tired. Well, I want to go to somebody's simcha. Right? Well, those are the reasons that a person would miss. Chaim Volozhiner lived in a different universe. When we talk about Gedolim or like Malachim, and we're like Bnei Adam, and Gedolim or Bnei Adam were like Chamayrim, I'd like to read to you, Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner talks about the importance of Ritzifus in these two paragraphs. And then he talks about the Yetzahara to miss. Now listen to his Yetzahara to miss. He thinks he's talking about an average Jew. You know, that's why. So let's see. Ayyaymer, or another pshat. Ki ha'ikr, b'vaya adam l'skariv el Hashem u'letar gever. When a person comes to become close to Hashem and purify himself, yireh, ki chol ma'isav l'Hashem yukivuim l'yavru. Everything he does should be consistent without break. In zmani l'tayra, k'mayed chatzi yoyim yilmid b'beis ha-medrash. For example, you have a working guy. So he learns half a day in the beis medrash. That's his thought of, right? Lo yashav b'nei koel. He won't miss that half day in the beis medrash for anything. Afim yiloy eisa gadol, b'chein la'avayda. Even if he has a big business deal, or he has work, v'ilulei kein, k'roim talbish numa. K'roim talbish numa is a pasuk in Mishlei. It says there, Kuroim Talbish Numa. It says that somebody who is inconsistent, Numa means he dozes off, misnamnim. He's inconsistent, he's like wearing clothing, but it's got a rip in it. A guy who's nothing is like an Aram. A person who is Kuroim, who Nasa Tairose, Kuroim, his Tair is ripped, a little here, a little there, inconsistent. So that the Kroim Talbish Numa, somebody who's inconsistent, is wearing ripped clothing. Im. Ki ha'isik tamid l'yasa tamid l'shma. Now, if you're going to do it every single time, it's not always going to be l'shma. Makom ha'akim l'yaniyach iskei b'shmil zeh. Ki hupitoi ha'yetzah. This is what the Yetzirah is mefata. Chaim Volozhiner in his universe. How could the Yetzirah get you to not learn? What could he tell you? So he tells you, Lamer, Loi sasa lifnei koil. Don't go learn in front of everybody. Havei hatznei leches. Pei btznius. Vavoid me'ava. Umafateu l'toiv yoitzer mi'yetzer toiv. Then this Yetzirah wants him to be better than the Yetzer toiv wants him to be. Yetzer toiv is perfectly happy. Contrary to that, you should learn. Everyone see him learning. Yetzer says, no, you gotta do better than that. You're gonna go to learn in the basement. Everyone's gonna see you learning. Don't do that. Go into a basement where it's dark and no one sees you. Learn there. You know, pretend you're going to sleep and learn under the covers. It should be l'shma. So this is the Yetzirah that Rav Chaim Volozhiner's universe is. The Yetzirah is mefateu l'toiv yoitzer mi'yetzer toiv. That wants it to do better than the Yetzer toiv says. Ukavanasai kiseh bevadei layaseh ha'adam. Tomid. He's battling army. The Yetzirah's purpose is to get a person to try to shoot for a higher level and then he'll fall apart. Avol yilmid tomid. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, you don't listen to the Yetzirah. You be consistent. Yigvar ha'yetzetayv at ki yovei kam apam in lulmai lishma. You come shaloi lishma. And eventually you'll come sometimes lishma. Because they have yet gam came ha'shalom and shaloi lishma. And even what you learn shaloi lishma, it's also good. V'gamu mavay gadol loving lishma. It's also a good introduction to learning lishma. V'yim lo yilmid klal. Okay. B'masa mitzvahs. Now, Ritzufes is not only in learning. It's also in a mitzvah. Im ruach hayetzer hazokim v'ksil yalo lov. Es makayme bal yaniach. The Yetzirah is called the zokim v'ksil. He's a fool and he has the wisdom of an old man. He knows people and he fools him. V'yim lo yil lishma al kapanu v'oysa hamitzvah. It's an incredible Gemara. The Gemara says that there was a man that was always Zohar in Tfilas Ezra. Every time he had relations with his wife, he always went to the mikvah. And he ate Zohar of his nus. And one day he came into his Yetzar, he went to a Zayna. He was ready to be a Mizana. And the Gemara says that the Zayna said to him, Shaita, where's Yar Boam Saw? Where are you going to go to the mikvah? So he withdrew. So Chaim Shmulevitz said, well, you're true. That guy's ready to be Mizan. He's worried about a mikvah. He said, because the Gemara says he was me'oilam. He never missed mikvah. So that person does me'oilam. He has this, I'm not sure to give it a not pleasant name, but he has this instinctive connection to it. And it's a stronger Yetzer Tov. The Yetzer Tov that's me'oilam, that's consistent, that's me'yamei, is a stronger Yetzer Tov than fighting the Yetzer Hara every time you attempt it. Avam yamtin achit tzchel da'atei olam l'chaynin ha'kavana. Can I wait till you do it with good kavana mi'ideya mi'agi alasis ha'mitzvah. Ulu mashal. Tefillin yiduim minyanam lachdiya kolach hushim u'mashav esamayach l'vedez yes bar shemay. We know that wearing tefillin is a purpose, is that a person puts on tefillin to be mishabed all of his nature, all of his chushim, you have a guy, I'm not putting on tefillin until I know the kavanis, I have to be machdia, my chushai, v'kechosa, I'll avoid the seis barashuvah. But you have a kalashana b'lai tefillin. Don't wait for that, you never wait for it. If he'll wear him consistently, eventually he'll come to that machshava, v'chem b'chol dvar ma'ilak v'yisban, hu ikar ha'avoida, v'zamaymer chazal. Now listen to how he touches the word. I don't know how you or I understand la'olam. La'olam means really you could always do things shalei lishma. He teaches that la'olam you should ever tzifus. You should la'olam yasek adam mitzvah mitzvahs afilu shalei lishma. You ever tzifus. You do it without a break, even shalei lishma. L'chayra he has to show la'olam yasek shalei lishma. Ach kavanasim shiyumid la'olam chayt v'layavar. Believe our God's chas v'shalom without any break off of it. And ki believe it to me, di la yuchalas is tavan l'shma. A kabakim le'aniyah kivi yusayim imneza. Shouldn't give up his kivim. Is that yovel ide kavan amitus? Terach shalay l'shma machlash kaya chayetzer v'brazel hum ispaitzets. Now this is a tremendous limud here. The idea of doing things in ritzufim, in consistent ways, and really to take a pride in it. A shalay l'shma to take a pride. I don't do this. I don't do that. It's not something that I do. And you take a pride in it, a shtalts in it, a shalom shmadika pride. Then a person is able to, it's much easier for a person to succeed in the thing that he does.
It's counterintuitive. Because to do something all the shema and to do it with a brand is very difficult.
So he means even without a brand, without a lishma,
yeah.
But train yourself to be consistent. That's what he's saying. Now here I'd like to do a service to Reb Chaim, who I've saddled with a shear this Shabbos. We're up to Vav and Aleph and Brachis. The Gemara we're up to, there's a footnote here that talks about that Gemara. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu miniach tefillin. So he has here, in this note, which is from Rabbi Yitzchak Volozhin, his son, right? They call him Yitzchak Volozhin. So he has here an interesting note. Let's see if we can understand it. Hagashamati me adoni moiri v'rabi. He's his father. Loisitam l'shvach. A nice reason. Asher tefillah shel roish mufuredes l'arba batim. Tefillah roish, you know, is broken into four sections. Tefillah shel yad mechuberes yachad. Tefillah shel yad also has four parshios, but they're all in one. Listen to the remez. Hatam. B'roish yesh arba chushim. The head, meaning the part of the body that's above the neck. Right, I don't mean just the brain section, but the whole head has four senses. What are the four senses? Riya, Shmiya, Reyach, and Dibur. Speech, smell, sight, and the ability to hear. So Kulam Mefuradas. Excuse me?
Speech is a sense?
See, well, we call it taste, but he calls it speech.
Taste,
that means the power
taste
of the mouth. So the power of the mouth, the nose, the eyes, and the ears. The Kulam Mefuradas, they're all separate. So those four senses, Amurim, is in the four parts of the tefillin. The tefillin, Amishabit, Kechosai, Chushosai, Lavoides, Yisbar Shemai. So each one is connected one. Now someday we'll sit down and we'll figure out which one is connected which one. Shema is obvious, is connected Shmiya. But we'll try to figure out. But anyway, they're all connected then. Bechein Bo Yisbar Shemai Yesh Bechinais Eilu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is said to speak, Yomer Hashem, Reach Dechayak, to smell, to listen, and to see, besides Tzvairas HaYainos. Once I'd like to give a shir on this, on what it means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees and says, etc. We like to say that it's L'Saber HaSaizen. As Hashem hears, we say Hashem hears, He doesn't have ears. But to make us understand godliness, we talk about hearing. In other words, hearing is really what a human being does with his ears. And L'Saber HaSaizen, we say God hears or sees. The truth is, the Balei Mashava says just the opposite. The real seeing and hearing is what God does. We call it hearing because it should be similar to the real. We're the fakes. God is the real one. It's really the other way. But anyway, we have this Choshev Kedeket HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person's physical body under his neck. Yesh arba chushim kamayim chazal. Lev mavin, heart. Kloyes yayetzais, the kidneys. Whatever that means, the kidneys give eitza. Tchayel. Seichek. Okay. The tchayel is the spleen, whatever it does. V'chusham ishush, the sense of feeling, of touch. Omnam kula bechibur echarei mebechutz, but on the body, they're all in one package. V'chei mechines halalu, b'seir esfirus. So that's why the tefillin shalraish has all four in one package to be meramiz to those four. He says the remez of the tefillin is that the tefillin amishabed achushim tashem. So you put in tefillin shalraish, the four chushim which are separate in the head. Tefillin Shalyad, it's connected to four chushim that are all together in the body, even though we use the fingers to touch, but it's really the whole body has a sense of touch, and therefore it's the nervous system. So I don't know why he stuck it in here. I mean, he mentioned tefillin on top, so Agav, he stuck it in the footnote, but that's what he writes here on the bottom. At any rate, what he's saying on top, the idea of Ritzifus, how does that fit into Ezeh Derech Hishar Shiyover Laisa Adam? He says, "Kol shu tferes loy min ha'adam." Don't worry. Let people see you and see you consistent and be a bagaiva about it. Just do it. Even if it's tferes loy min ha'adam, if you're proud to people, I never missed. You talk about it. You say, "I never missed. I just don't do it. It never happens." So you'll be consistent. Hopefully, you'll be consistent with it, and then you'll be able to do it all the time without. If you keep on saying you never miss, you'll be ashamed to miss. And you tell somebody. I haven't missed Diamond Chakras for years. See, I haven't missed. Oh yeah, you keep on telling it to people all the time. So you're going to be ashamed to miss. Ashamed to miss one time. So you'll make it. Do it to Ferris Lemon Adam. Do it even though it's a pride in front of people. If it works, just go out and do it. That's this idea.
That was for Kronglas Mashkiach in Baltimore. He used to pride himself. He'd tell of the buffer. From his bar mitzvah, he never missed Makrishma and Afilu Morgan Abram.
Very good.
And he was proud of it. He used to tell people.
Yeah. That's very good. So now he's never going to miss. Right? If he made it for 40 or 50 years, I'm not going to miss again. So, anyway, this is his next chat. Next week, I hope to have my mother should be coming home in Mitzvah Hashem. Just Monday now, I'm speaking in Tarvah Das. So let's try Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Shchedish is Monday.
Monday.
So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Mitzvah Hashem.